Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, there seems to be no end in sight to U.S. drone attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan, this despite the growing frustration by civilians in both countries. As they say, more and more non-combatants are being killed in these attacks, not militants. Well, the U.S. Continues to say that the militants are the targets of the attacks. However, on Friday, when a few civilians were killed in Afghanistan's Logar province, the U.S. military has admitted that they had the wrong intelligence and that the strike was a mistake, more collateral damage for the West. However, it means the loss of more loved ones for these natives. What will it take to bring death and destruction to an end in these countries?
140.
A U.S. drone buzzing skyward on an unknown mission. There's no end in sight to airstrikes by the U.S. unmanned aerial vehicles in other countries. The latest attacks have happened in Afghanistan. Afghanistan and Pakistan have borne the brunt of the infamous airstrikes. There's been a surge in the use of drones by the U.S. since President Barack Obama first took office in 2009. The unpiloted aircraft have become the deadliest weapon for the U.S. assassination program known as targeted killings, that is, taking out the people the U.S. considers as enemy. But the phrase targeted killing may be misleading because the drones miss their real targets, though they are position-guided. U.S. media reports quote a former drone operator for the military's Joint Special Operations Command as saying that the notorious spy agency NSA is involved in the program. The former operator says the agency often identifies targets based on controversial metadata analysis and cell phone tracking technologies. He says rather than confirming a target's identity with operatives or informants on the ground, the CIA or the U.S. military then orders a strike based on the activity and location of the mobile phone a person is believed to be using. In one tactic, the former operator of drones says the NSA caught geolocates the SIM card or handset of a suspect's mobile phone, enabling the CIA and the U.S. military to conduct night raids and drone strikes to kill or capture the individual in possession of a device. The Obama administration claims the drones are killing terrorists with utmost precision. But the former U.S. drone operator admits that the attacks are absolutely responsible for the death of innocent people. The White House says the U.S.'s right to self-defense, as laid out in Article 51 of the UN Charter, allows it to use drones for targeted killings. The UN has condemned the U.S. targeted killings as a violation of international law. A former UN Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial, summary or arbitrary executions condemns the U.S. claims of self-defense as overly expansive. He says, quote, if other states were to claim the broad-based authority that the United States does to kill people anywhere and anytime, the result would be chaos.
I'd like to welcome my guests to the program out of Washington, Mr. Michael Maloof, former Pentagon officer, and out of London, Chris Bambury, political commentator. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Washington with Mr. Maloof. Another drone strike and more civilians killed. Is this just another example of collateral damage? And do you think that Washington actually sees the lives of people from this part of the world as perhaps expendable?
Well, thanks for having me. I think that the drone policy is a it's an unfortunate development. It's one that, as you point out, is killing very innocent civilians. Now, a number of drones have been hitting targeted areas, particularly Taliban in Pakistan. They've been hitting them also in Afghanistan. But the risks are too high, and how you manage to differentiate bad guys from good guys is very difficult from half a world away. And I think that given that the U.S. Mission has now changed. Drone strikes should be less emphasized, and in fact should be ruled out altogether. Then, as a result of the fact that we're going to be going more, the U.S. is going to be going more into training than actual combat roles.
All right, Mr. Bambury, your take. Do you think the drone strikes are helping at all to curb terrorism?
No, I think the drone strikes have increased the particularly the instability of Pakistan, and really I think it's very difficult to separate the conflict now in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're essentially one. But particularly in Pakistan, it's led to growing resentment over the use of the drones, the killing of civilians, and also the violation of sovereign airspace by the Americans without Pakistan permission. But I think we've also seen the growth of drone strikes elsewhere, which are in Yemen and Somalia and parts of North Africa. And my acquaintances from those countries really express growing anger over the killing of civilians, as has happened in Afghanistan, wedding parties and so on. And I think my colleague's right. If you're sitting in Nevada or, in Britain's case, in Lincolnshire, thousands of miles away, how do you work out who are the villains and who are innocent civilians? It's very difficult. And on a day when really we saw this handover by the Americans in Kabul, held in secret because they're scared of a Taliban attack on the handover, really it says that after 13 years, the situation in Afghanistan is little better, and indeed the war on terror is spread across the globe. There is more terrorist danger than there was in the wake of 9/11 when this came into power. So the whole policy, I think, has to be put under a big question mark.
What about that, Mr. Maloof, as the United States in 13 years of being in Afghanistan on the ground and, of course, more recently in the air with drones? Why is it that it appears that the militants can still attack at will?
Well, I think that they're getting converts all the time, and every time they have a drone strike, they get new recruits. And I think that this is the major downside of this drone approach. Now, the drones technically are to be used in cases where in hard to reach areas. For example, there was drone strikes just the other day into Pakistan, and they killed a bevy of so-called Islamic terrorists. I don't know. You have families there, you have people driving in cars with their families, and then they get droned, and as a consequence, you have people who are so resentful, as my colleague points out, that it's actually making more enemies than friends. And as I said, I think that the emphasis should be less on drone attacks, because the mission has changed dramatically, and it's going to be important to see what the Afghan government decides to do. And I think that, frankly, the Afghan government has its hands tied in terms of U.S. policy and in terms of drone strikes, and the targets appear to be continuing to be into Pakistan, and that's just going to create all continuous problems for quite some time unless they're stopped.
Well, Mr. Bambury, how dangerous is what's going on? Basically, the United States military is acting as judge, jury, and executioner. What happens if other countries have drones now, they decide to get involved and to take some other so-called enemy out in other places? Who is going to determine how these drones are going to be held and who they're going to attack?
Well, of course, some other countries have signed up to international law regarding this, and a policy of simply killing, assassinating people is illegal under international law. The United States does not sign up to such international laws. So in other countries, there's a possibility that, for instance, the British or the French or whatever could be subject to international legislation. We shall see. But I think your point is also an interesting one. The technology is going to become more available, and there's no stopping someone like the Taliban or indeed Islamic State developing these things, because they have the technological wherewithal to do so as they become more common. So the use of drone strikes, the targeted assassinations by the Americans and indeed by the Israelis, could lead to a situation where they also begin to be hit back by organizations like the Taliban using drone technology for their own advantage. And this is a form of cheap warfare which could actually spread out of control. So the Americans might be sowing something here. They're sowing the seeds of something which could lead to a real significant escalation of this. But I think as well, in terms of instability, we have to look at Afghanistan and say that on this day of this handover, there is no stable government in Afghanistan. The level of killings is increasing according to the United Nations. The Taliban is growing in strength. There is all sorts of other the opium trade hasn't been brought under control. And in Pakistan, things continue to deteriorate in what is a key Western ally. And I think that the instability level